This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew.
Child Protective Services. The name says it all. CPS claims that they are out to protect children from abusive and neglectful parents, but is that just a ruse in order to take healthy children away from good families, to place them in the foster care system where they receive bounties from the federal government? That's right. The average reimbursement to state and local government for each child taken into foster care is about $6,000 a month. The foster care provider receives about $600 a month of that. Therefore, each one of these kids forced into foster care are worth approximately $5,000 to CPS.
Two foster parents had criminal records, a son living there with multiple felonies, and a convicted sex offender visiting and sometimes caring for the children. She refused to arrange an adoption. Her CPS supervisors responded with this memo recommending the adoption should proceed quickly.
Our theory is that the basis for this is the tie to the federal money, that every time a child is not placed in a home, the state of Kentucky, through its cabinet, is losing federal money.
Child Protective Services in Pennsylvania was at her doorstep taking her one-day-old baby because they thought Liz was abusing drugs. But what the hospital didn't consider more closely was poppy seeds.
We reached out to CPS. They say they can't specifically comment on this case because of privacy law, but we wanted to know what the rules are and what rights parents have. CPS says we conduct a risk assessment of the child's safety and rely heavily on the direction of healthcare providers. And now Anna and Alex find themselves fighting for Sammy's return and for their rights as parents.
Where there's children, they are pedophiles. They're in schools and they're in churches and they're everywhere where they can get their hands on children. So we know that that's true. And it's got to be brought to an end. It's got to be completely exposed for what it is. And in my opinion, it needs to completely be dissolved. I don't see any good left in Child Protective Services.
Senator Nancy Schaefer and her husband Bruce were found dead today at their Habersham County home.
The bodies of former State Senator Nancy Schaefer and her husband Bruce were found today at their Habersham County home. Investigators say both had been shot.
Preliminarily, it looks to be a murder-suicide. The GBI has six agents on the scene, two crime scene specialists. There will be a thorough investigation.
CPS adversary Senator Nancy Schaefer and her husband's life met a very abrupt end. There are far too many oddities surrounding her life for it to have been anything but an assassination due to her outspoken crusade to uncover one of the prime child smuggling areas in the United States, Atlanta, Georgia. Bruce was retired and the couple didn't appear to be in any type of dire financial crisis. Friends who knew the couple best state that Bruce would simply not have had the capability to kill his wife. Nancy was actively exposing corruption within the Department of Family and Child Services, including actions by the DFCS director in the county where she lived. Nancy's husband, Bruce, was highly supportive of Nancy's work for decades and would have had little or no reason to suddenly try to kill her at such a critical juncture in her career.
Imagine you're a happy family living in Central Texas in a suburb of Austin, Round Rock. And one night you decide to smoke some marijuana after your two-year-old daughter's gone to bed while you watch a movie. Something over 100 million Americans are estimated to do every single week. A good secret police neighbor smells the marijuana, calls the police, and they come with the CPS and take your two-year-old happy daughter who'd never been in the hospital and never been sick and never been beaten up. You go for weekly visits.
All right, that's just a few minutes from a special report that aired last night on the Nightly News dealing with the CPS connection to pedophile rings and tying it into the 10 children being taken in Kentucky. The full video interview is on InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Our special guest will be in studio.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And of course, he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of the International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live, well into the second hour, broadcasting worldwide. Our guests will be with us till the bottom of the next hour, or till the very end of the next hour, if they want. I don't want to exhaust them. And Mike Norris and Gary Gavin are both in studio. They're both friends, been friends for years. And, of course, they are filmmakers, entrepreneurs. Mr. Gavin, of course, started
Haven.
Haven. I always say it wrong. Haven. You can slap me around all you want. I don't have teleprompters, though.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Mr. Haven started Curves, and the reason my memory messed up, I was trying to think, where did you start it originally?
In Harlingen, Texas.
In Harlingen, Texas. And now you've made a major movie with Mr. Norris over here that I was honored to be in that's coming out in the future. We're going to talk about that. Tell us about the film, and then tell us about yourself, and then Mike Norris over here.
Mr. Haven, all you. Well, I retired, sold my company a couple years ago, and was looking for something to do. And influencing the culture in a positive way was something that I felt I had a duty to do. And, you know, people don't take the time. They're busy. They don't want to watch the news or really invest in reading about what's going on. But they like to be entertained. And if you can entertain people while you teach them something, I just thought it was a great idea. And Mike and I have been friends for a long time. Mike is a real famous movie director. He's done about 20 different films. And so I came to him one day and said, hey, I got a great idea. You know, let's make some movies together and let's influence the culture in a positive way while we entertain people. And the first movie we made was, it's out and it's available now. It's called Mission Air. And you can go and find out information about that from PureFlix, which was the distributor for God's Not Dead, for example. Go to the website and in Christian bookstores and you can get Mission
Air. And by the way, these Christian films now are bigger than a lot of Hollywood films. I mean, The Passion of the Christ is an example.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, Gary. There's a number of films that were released this year with a faith-based message that have done phenomenal. So it's really great to see the culture actually starting to change and view this material that we're putting out. So it's very exciting.
It's voting with your dollars. I mean, this is how you really change the culture.
Yeah, absolutely. But it wasn't until about 9 months ago that Gary had this idea for another film that really kind of ramped everything up to a whole nother level, and that's our next film, Armageddon.
Now, Gary Haven, I should have gone over your bio a little bit better and not butchered your name here live on radio, but getting to know you has just really been amazing. Your insight into government, all the people you've been talking to, federally and at the state level, you've learned a lot of amazing stuff. And it's wild to know the plot of your upcoming film that's already been shot, is now being edited, to see that then it ties into Jade Helm and it ties into this very theme that America is so concerned about.
Yeah, Armageddon was an idea that I had. I felt that people needed to learn about power and about what was going on in the world. The mainstream media is owned 98% of it by six corporations. They're scripted. They stay on message. And so people are not getting the truth out there. And Alex, I want to commend you. You are a...
Oh, please don't.
No, I tell you, the courage and also your gift to articulate these difficult concepts, things like vaccination you were talking about earlier. You know, people are not going to get the truth from the mainstream media. You know how much money the pharmaceutical companies spend on mainstream media? And to think that they don't control the message with all that money would be naive. So someone like you can articulate it beautifully in a way people can understand.
Well, you can do it better than I. In fact, your degree is in health. Why don't you give us your take on vaccines? You were just telling me about them earlier.
Well, vaccines are a very concerning thing. And I have a 5-month-old granddaughter, you know, and at 2 months, this 8-pound child was scheduled to get this cocktail of vaccines, whooping cough among them. That's something that is really concerning. What's in these vaccines? You know, do they have mercury? Do they have aluminum? Do they have the material of the tissue the vaccines were grown on from rhesus monkeys? That DNA is in these vaccines. You know, I'm not saying don't get vaccines, but I'm saying think about it. Think critically before you allow the establishment to inject into the vein of your 8-pound child a cocktail of vaccines. People need to take responsibility for themselves. They need to think about it because the system has been monetized. And so vaccines is a great example of the need for Americans, for people like us, to just think critically.
Let's talk about the new film that's in production, when it's coming out, as much as you can tell us about it, the title.
Well, what we can tell you now is film's called Marageddon. We're looking for about a November release date. We are in post-production right now. Gosh, I wish we had a clip to show.
Maybe. Yeah, a good clip that might include one of the stars of the show. Might be sitting here with us here today.
Do we have a clip?
Let's see if we've got that clip available.
Wait, you guys are surprising me. I don't even know this, Mr. Gray, that we don't know what you're up to. Stockpiling food, weapons, fuel. The National Defense Authorization Act is there to stop domestic terrorist threats to this country. And people like you.
I am an American. I am a patriot. You, sir, are nothing but a traitor.
I've never seen anything like that in my life. That man's a threat to this country.
That little rant will be all over the news tonight.
You must understand, this plays into our hands. The American news media has our narrative. And in that narrative, Johnny Gray is perfectly playing the role of right-wing extremist. The stigma of that label will stop up the ears of the American public faster than any propaganda we can fashion.
By the way, you guys, we didn't plan any of this. I just can't believe that you guys snuck that in. It's so good. That looks better than the big, giant blockbuster movies. I wish I could have lighting like that for my show. Man, that looks good. And it sounds good.
Yeah. After you guys called and invited us on, Mr. Haven says, get a clip together. And I go, yes, sir. And so we just kind of put that together just to give the audience a little feel of the bad politicians, the bad guy, and our hero in the movie.
Well, folks, if you just joined us, we have with us two amazing individuals, Mike Norris and Gary Haven, in studio, and the new film is coming out in November, and of course, it'll be in quite a few theaters. It becomes a hit in theaters. It'll then go nationwide in the thousands of screens. If something like this, and believe me, I've seen the script, I've been in the movie, gets out of the public with this whole climate. I mean, could you guys have imagined we'd be talking about Jade Helm and all this right when your movie's getting ready to come out?
Yeah.
Because for folks who don't know, we don't give the plot away.
Yeah, we'll tell a little bit about the kind of the theme of it. You know, I saw this coming and felt like we needed to warn people. We needed to educate them while we entertained them, and it was kind of consistent with our message. So we went from the Christian movie to the political realm. And by the way, you play an evil senator who is debating with me in front of a Senate hearing, and you were particularly evil.
Well, I tell you, you guys were going to have somebody else play the role, and I guess you moved to another position. And about 2 weeks before, you said, hey, do you want to do this? I said, sure. And then, like about 4 or 5 days before, I get the script that had been changed. And I think I did an okay job, but not as good as you guys did.
That's right. You really are good. I mean, just the dynamics of the both of you. We're all on the same side here. But what's fun is to go into a movie and you get to play a crooked politician.
Well, I tell you, after we did about 10 takes of that, I started really not liking Gary. It was weird. It was weird.
Well, it was actually 14 takes, Alex.
Wow.
There's a lot of footage.
Wow.
And when this is all over, we'll pull out the fun footage and we'll just have a little party together.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. Listen. I want to come back from break here in a moment and get back into the film, but give us a sneak peek. Gary, how much of this can we get into?
Well, the movie's based, kind of the byline is a true story that hasn't happened yet, and we're really seeing that play out right now. One of the scenes, for example, in fact, with you, was a take from a conversation I had with my congressman where I challenged him why he voted for the National Defense Authorization Act. And I said to him, do you realize it suspends the Fifth
Amendment? Hold on. You told me this story over dinner. It was amazing. We're going to come back, tell this story, the inside baseball of this, because you wanted to make this film, from what you told me, because you kept going around warning people and then getting this response. Well, it's amazing. And then coming up, we're going to get into Chuck Norris, Steve McQueen, all your latest films. Mike Norris is here. That's right, the son of Chuck Norris. That's a royalty.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories will all immortal mind. And poets will rise again.
You know, for me, it's so exciting. Alex Jones here back live. You just joined us on the radio, on TV. You can see us here in the studio with my good friends who have produced a new film that is so incredibly professional. Gary Haven and Mike Norris. And then I want to get into the Steve McQueen stories. Because I'm a big Chuck Norris fan. Watching him as a kid, but more so his politics, being a real constitutionalist, a big fan of 1776, a big supporter of George Washington, reading his columns in WorldNetDaily.com in the last decade or so, however long it's been, have made me really get into the mind of Chuck Norris and see what a one-of-a-kind guy he is. And then to meet his son, who's a listener and a patriot as well, and then to meet Gary, and just to, and then the stories you told me about people in government who are awake, people that aren't, you know, telling me what a real deal Governor Abbott is as well. But I've talked to a lot of folks that know him, that have worked for him before he was even in government. They say he's a real Christian man, a great guy, really cares. He's suing the government over the power plant shutdowns. He's fighting to secure our border. I think we're really lucky to have him as a governor. I'm just giving a prelude. This is a short segment to what we're going to be talking about today. But listen, don't pause for me. I mean, I loved having that two-hour dinner with you guys where you were just stream of consciousness. You're the guys that need a radio show fighting the New World Order. But, hell, you've got movies fighting the New World Order. Let's get back. As we come back from break, we're going to play that clip again. I got blindsided by that. I want to see that again. Tell us about the new film, how people support it, and more of the plot. Because when they hear the plot and understand, this is not a B-movie, folks. I mean, you spent big money on this. You know, you've got hundreds of millions of dollars. You spent a lot of money on this. You got an incredible director. And, Mike, I've seen a lot of your films, and they're powerful because, you know, my kids mainly watch Christian films, and you're one of the top directors. But, my gosh, you knocked it. I mean, what? That looks better than Steven Spielberg movies when they show Congress. How did you do that?
Right here. Gary, I do not take lightly what anything that Gary asks of me. I have so much respect for Gary and his wife, Diane, that when this challenge was brought on to do this film, I was in, let's do it. But boy, I had no idea what I was getting into. Once production started, things were happening left and right and decisions having to be made. And for this film to come out the way it did, with the message that it's presenting, I agree with Gary. This is a God thing, that this is happening to get out, to get people to open their eyes to what's really happening in the world. We need this alternative media. And you were talking about my father. Well, the first thing he told me, tell Alex I said hi. I'm a huge fan. So just really excited about Armageddon.
Absolutely. Shifting gears, we're going to come back and talk more about Armageddon and how people can support it and make this international huge hit that it needs to be to really educate people. Because we're dominating news media. The Liberty Movement is able to counter CNN, MSNBC. But the real brainwashing, as you guys were saying during the break, is in the music, is in Hollywood, is in the culture. That's where they're really getting everybody. And the fact that more and more, not just Christian, but patriot film could become the new mega genre that could basically unseat this and counter their narrative, and people are hungry for it. So it's not like we're pushing a boulder uphill. We're at the top of a hill about to push it downhill at the globalist, in my view.
I agree 100%. And I really have to, once again, hand it to Gary. Personally, I wouldn't have been bold enough on my own to make this film at that time. But with Gary saying, this is what we're going to do, this is the money we've got to make it, let's go get this done. I jumped in both feet, and like I said, it was a tough shoot, getting this cast together, getting you involved in it.
By the way, talk about the cast. You've got some huge people in this.
It's an interesting, eclectic cast. We have Diane Ladd, three-time Academy Award-nominated actress. She was an Easy Rider, Chinatown. Mm-hmm. Anna Lynn McCord, Dina Meyer, Alex Jones.
Oh, come on. No.
No, but it really was. It really was perfect because I just had this idea. I go, gosh. And I'm a listener. I'm a patriot. I mean, every night, Infowars.com, that is what I listen to all night long.
You're nice to put up with. Oh my God.
Yeah, I go to Infowars. So to have you play such an evil character, I just thought was, I loved it. And you were great.
It was kind of fun to try to get in that mindset. of just ridiculing and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, but it's beautiful.
We're going to come back, play the intro, get into that, and then, gentlemen, I'm putting it on autopilot. I mean, I want to go back to that Mexican food restaurant, and, you know, I want to just talk about the politics and then look at Jade Helm, and then we're going to get in the next hour into the really juicy stuff, because let me tell you, a lot of stuff you were telling me is not known about Chuck Norris.
Nothing. None of it.
I hope he doesn't come get us.
No, it's all good stuff.
We're on the march.
He is the best.
Empire.
We'll be right back.
Run.
Sidekick.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Threats to this country and people like you.
I am an American. I am a patriot. You, sir, are nothing but a traitor.
I've never seen anything like that in my life. That man's a threat to this country.
That little rant will be all over the news tonight.
You must understand, this plays into our hands. The American news media has our narrative. And in that narrative, Charlie Gray is perfectly playing the role of right-wing extremist. The stigma of that label will stop up the ears of the American public faster than any propaganda we can fashion.
And that's a clip from the upcoming film that is going to be coming out in what, November?
Yeah, roughly November.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is there a website for it yet?
No. We're right now, everything is about getting the film done. We're in VFX right now. First cut's pretty much done. But we just want to give you a little taste of
you.
Well, it looks really good. I remember seeing the monitors and how, because I've been in some other pretty big films with like Keanu Reeves and other folks, some Linklater films, two of them, and quite a few other little movies. I never really sought it out, but people say, hey, will you do this cameo or you come do this? Just pretty much just playing myself. The reason I like this was it was doing something different. That's fun.
No, exactly, exactly. And that was,
you had it good, though. You're just playing yourself.
It was kind of easy. Being angry at the system and how they're threatening our freedom is a pretty thing to get.
And again, this is Gary Haven. We've got Mike Norris here. I tell you, I mean, your dad's been on the show before via phone, and then he came out once when we were trying to stop a standoff in East Texas, and he helped kind of defuse that with the Grays. So, I mean, I know your dad, and then I knew he was a listener even 15 years ago, but when he's been on, he goes, no, I really am a routine listener, so I'm just so flattered. But it's how many other people are aware, and it's not like I taught Chuck Norris anything. He was already a patriot before I was born. But what do you make with Jade Helm? Because I don't want to give away the film, but it almost parallels this. What do you make of Jade Helm and Senator Cruz and Representative Gohmert and Governor Abbott and all these other prominent people saying no? And Chuck Norris, no, we don't trust Obama. We don't think this is a takeover, but there shouldn't be this major domestic role. We know the military is in the news training to take on the Patriots.
Gary.
Yeah, this really is an area I've spent a lot of time. You know, being retired, it gives me about 6 hours a day to read and to stay up on things. And so I've enjoyed getting to know that. Now, my company does business in 90 countries. So I've got a neat world view of events. Ukraine, for example. If you follow the script that the mainstream media has been promoting on Ukraine, you would think that Putin's this bad guy who's come into Crimea and taking it over. That script is just all wrong. The United States spent $6 billion through the State Department, Victoria Nuland, to overthrow the elected government of Ukraine. And this is all about moneyed interest. It's about bankers' interest. It's another war where we're going to send our kids and our treasure to go protect the assets of Monsanto and the oil companies and the central bankers. And I was having this discussion at dinner with the governor and Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, a few weeks ago. And I was actually vetting Ted Cruz. You know, I was really hopeful. We've got a guy that's going to stand up to these moneyed interests that are controlling our government. And I was really hopeful that he was on our side. Now, I knew that Ted Cruz's wife was a vice president for
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs, and also that she's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. And, you know, it puts him under suspicion. But we had it wasn't a discussion. In fact, I'll tell you how it went. He kind of talked to the six or eight people at the table about why we need to be there, why we need to send our kids there, and I kept my mouth shut. And when it was my turn to speak, I started the conversation like this. I said, Senator, I know you're a Harvard Law School graduate who's argued in front of the Supreme Court. I may regret what I'm about to say. And I gave the true view of the Ukraine over about 10 minutes. In fact, it was so heated, I turned to the governor and I said, are you going to invite me back? And he did. And I think he got to hear the truth in front of the two of us challenging each other. And I got to tell you, I won the debate with Ted Cruz because I had the truth on my side and I was fully informed.
That's the one thing I don't like about him is that he is supporting starting a war with the Russians. It doesn't mean Putin's a good guy. It's just that you don't overthrow an elected government and put neo-Nazis in charge so Joe Biden's son can run a gas company.
Exactly. This thing stinks so bad that and it's a great example of the control the mainstream media has on the information that's out there and on who controls the mainstream media. You know, the American people, again, it goes back to critical thinking. We really need to quit. You can't just think these people are stupid. You know, going and poking a stick at a nuclear power, Russia, is just not a good idea. And yet they're doing it in Syria. They're doing it in Iran. They're doing it in the Ukraine. And you always ask the question, cuo bono? Who's benefiting from this? If you ask that question, you can get to the bottom of a lot of things.
That's right. And these aren't generals. These are bankers that think they're invincible and insulated because they got 15 helicopters. No, a nuclear war breaks out, it's over.
It's insane. And this all comes from the Wolfowitz Doctrine, which came out in the 90s from Paul Wolfowitz, the Secretary of Defense, when he said that we have to maintain hegemony. We have to be the most powerful, the only powerful country on the planet. And if any other countries begin to threaten our power, we have to annihilate them. And I'll tell you what, we don't have the means. We should not be trying to dominate the world enforce, you know, our views on the world. We're going to...
Well, I mean, we're not even putting American views. We're, like, trying to make Russia teach five-year-olds about gay marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, Putin's, like, saying, you're not Christian. We're being lectured by Vladimir Putin, who, like, is trying to put Christianity back in schools. We've taken it out. I mean, this is really getting upside down.
It's crazy. And again, you know, this is happening on such a large scale that our voices are these quiet cries in the night. But truth is a powerful thing. We have truth on our side, and we have to have the courage to speak it. I believe I was given the ability, the opportunity to speak truth to power, whether it's Senator Ted Cruz or whether it's the governor. I spent 9 hours with George W. Bush.
This is Gary Haven speaking, the founder of the Curves, one of the most successful, according to Forbes, franchise in history. He's made billions of dollars, and he's here now trying to fight the globalists. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know,
you were meeting with George Bush.
I took him to Haiti in my aircraft. 4 hours there, 4 hours back, just him and I sitting talking. So I've had the opportunity to really speak truth to power on so many different levels. I was a major Republican donor because I thought that by supporting conservative Republicans that I could influence good government. Well, I've given up on that. The Republican Party has given themselves over through the establishment.
Well, look how they're pushing the TPP right now that they won't even let Congress see. They're helping Obama beat the Republicans. It's incredible.
That's a great example. And again, this is where you and I have a responsibility. You know, this Trans-Pacific Partnership is not available to the general public. It's being kept secret. This is insane. In this, we think from leaks that corporations are going to be given power to sue governments and when the governments interfere with their profitability. Well, and we're not allowed to see this as witnesses. The American people should be up in arms over the audacity of our government. And I tell you, the Republicans are pushing this as hard as Obama is. A set of laws is going to totally change our society. We're not even allowed to look at it. Where is the outrage over our loss of freedoms over this issue? It's the whole thing right now is crazy. But this is Jade Helm, and our movie is it talks about things like the National Defense Authorization Act, which the Republican Party supported, that gives the president the ability to declare martial law for any reason, economic or otherwise, without approval of Congress. And under martial law...
That's right. Those executive orders and PDDs are all in the books. It's been in the news. You can just search. Obama signs executive order to take over entire economy and during any emergency, including economic. They put internet kill switches in. They've got NDAA. It's all there. They say their main enemies, Christians and veterans and gun owners. I mean, this is crazy. And Chuck Norris reads it, and Louis Gohmert reads it, and Senator Cruz reads it, and Ron Paul reads it, and you read it. And we're just telling people they're building this huge tyrannical program, and then they misrepresent what we all say.
Well, our movie was a chance to provide an entertaining venue where we demonstrate and educate what 13603 executive order actually does, where the president can take all of your resources. I'm a farmer and rancher. They can come and take my tractors. They can come and take my property, my land. They can come and take me and force me to work without wages. And if you read 13603, it's very, very clear. Well, we talk about this in the movie, and then we demonstrate it. We show how the UN is going to side with the American army and come in and arrest dissidents.
And by the way, that's, as you know, been in the Washington Post, that they're going to use UN troops during having civil disturbance in America.
Yeah, it's all out there.
I mean, we read, you're a billionaire company guy, smart guys founded companies. You've made all these top films. I've built my own media system. It's not like we're total idiots and we just make stuff up. I mean, it's all right here. I mean, this is what's going on. And the thing is, it's not like we're being conquered by the Romans or something, and they're going to put aqueducts in. We're being conquered, I'm not saying the Romans were good, by the globalists that are anti-human, Malthusian, exterminist, basically Satanist. And so that's the real problem, is we're being conquered by some really nasty people.
You know, there's three things that people ought to get a hold of. The first thing is that the power in Washington has been bought and paid for by moneyed interest. There is no representation of the people. And I could prove this. Princeton University just finished a study and analyzed what influence do the average individual voters have on the policies of the U.S. government. And Princeton University said zero. They said that the average voter, the average person has no interest.
That's a special interest coup d'etat.
Yep. And the interest is the people that provide the money to Washington. And we're talking about the pharmaceutical industry, the industrial security complex. We're talking about the bank.
Oh, now you're anti-troops. Oh, Eisenhower Warren, too. Oh, I guess he's bad. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, mentioning that, I think the greatest thing we can do to support our troops is to keep them out of wars that they have no business being in.
Exactly. Why did we arm al-Qaeda, the Free Syrian Army? Now they're ISIS. The CIA did. Now the Army has to go fight them.
Good question. So we've got to recognize that we have no influence in Washington. Everybody's been bought and paid for. And I've spoken this to my senators, and I've spoken this to my congressmen.
What did Ted Cruz say when you said that?
Ted Cruz liked the guy, but I vetted him, and I don't trust him. I believe that he's given himself over to the elite, to the establishment. And in fact, you know, we can't go into all that, but the only guy I've got any hope for right now is Rand Paul. And I've met Rand Paul, talked to Rand Paul.
Tell me about, I mean, I know him as well, known him for 20 years. Tell me your, but I haven't talked to him in years. Tell me what you got from meeting with him.
Well, I'll tell you two things. The first thing is that I'm convinced he's the son of his father. And I'm a big fan of his
father. That's why they hate him. They know he's for real.
Yeah. But the other thing is he's also smart, and he's staying in the middle to stay electable.
And they know he's doing that.
So I believe that if he gets elected by staying in the middle, that he'll be the son of his father when he's in power.
And that's exactly what the Atlantic and the New York Times and others say. They know, they've had his phones tapped, they know the whole deal. He's his dad.
Yeah.
And just as good. A patriot. Mm-hmm. And they hate his guts. That's why I think Rand Paul is the best. Quite frankly, Ted Cruz is probably slicker and would be better than Hillary Clinton. I mean, you know, I don't think Ted Cruz is a bad guy, but I think he's just compromised at the highest levels kind of with that Republican power structure. The Mitch McConnells right now that are trying to sign us on the TPP.
It's insane. But, you know, Alex, and I think you'd agree with me, there's not going to be a political solution to this problem. The only solution is if enough people wake up and begin to think. They begin to critically think and begin to pursue truth and invest the time and effort.
You told me you've developed a plan, and you're a guy that set up more franchises in the world than anybody ever has, even more, it's more than McDonald's. I mean, you know, the most successful franchise ever. So you know how to organize things. Boy, I don't. Wish I did. Explain to me, a great thing, my crew's starting to get good at it. But how would you organize, simply put, a way to take things back? Because I just organically know if we expose the tyranny, the fraud of the system, there'll be enough people in the system that basically leak the truth that it comes down. But I was kind of wrong because now we just know we're slaves, and the globalists are sitting there pointing a gun and it's going, yeah, okay, I took over. I mean,
you know, I think the message has to be fairly simple. And that's where this is so complex. You know, the derivatives and the money printing, you get into that and it's so complex that it's difficult for people to grasp it. So you've got to keep the message simple. You know, and again, I think there's three things that if we stay focused on message, and the first one is that our government in Washington is bought and paid for by the moneyed interests. We have no influence. We're not going to get anybody elected that's going to change anything because, number two, the message is controlled. The mainstream media, and this is the second thing people need to realize, 98% of it is owned by six corporations, and it's scripted. And they're not going to go off message. There's too much money involved. So the third point is it's up to individuals to begin to think, and to think clearly, to think critically, and to pursue truth. Thank God for alternative media. Thank God for your
program. Oh, please don't thank me.
Well, this is so important because the outlets for truth are narrowed now, but they exist.
But there's real danger. They're trying to shut them down. It's here in the news today. Go ahead.
You betcha they are. They realize that people that are fully aware are not going to tolerate the loss of the freedoms, either through these executive orders that defy the Constitution or the National Defense Authorization Act or the spending of money. Your parents are retired. They're supposed to live off their savings. They're supposed to get 6% interest and enjoy the benefits of what they've saved their lives for. Well, they're getting nothing. 0.6% interest if they're lucky, or 0.06% interest. Our government, through its monetary policy, has destroyed the life, taken trillions of dollars from our parents who saved and prepared for retirement. Where's the outrage over this? This is insane. And it's supposed to be to stimulate the economy. Well, we just had a negative first quarter. We're about to have another negative. There is no stimulation of the economy. All there is massive debts that have been placed on the backs of not our children and grandchildren, because it's not going to last that long. This massive debt is going to bankrupt the system in this country and change all of our lives.
Wow. Gary Haven is our guest. Mike Norris is here, and he's going to get into his view on the world and a lot more coming up. In fact, if you guys will do it, we'll do the whole next hour. And who knows, if you want, we'll open the phones up to talk to both you guys. But I'm telling you, this is amazing.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Walls had ears. The stuff you guys have been telling me is unbelievable. I mean, we have the fount of the true Chuck Norris lore right here with us. Mike Norris, next hour, for doing the whole hour with us, and the guys are getting lunch. Did you ever find out what you guys wanted for lunch?
Turkey.
Okay, you want a turkey sandwich? You want barbecue turkey?
No. Some nice.
By the way, you aren't fat like I've been, but you've lost a ton of weight, Mike.
Yeah, I'm trying. Thank you.
When was the video shoot, the film shoot? 3 months ago?
In January and February? Yeah, about January, February.
24 months ago.
I've lost about 25, 30 pounds since then.
Yeah. I mean, I gained 99 pounds. I was literally as fat as Rush Limbaugh almost. Not quite, but the point is, when he was fat, I'm not being mean. And then I've lost 60-something of it, but I still need to lose another 25.
Yeah, it's tough. That last few pounds.
Well, you've done it, buddy.
I got no choice. I saw myself on film. I about had a heart attack. I looked like John Candy.
No, you didn't.
Are we on air?
We are.
I got to tell your audience, they have no idea how awesome this is here. This is fun.
Well, thank you. No, it's just we get up here and just talk and cover the news and just go over the information, take calls, have great people on.
I was having an out-of-body experience listening to you two go at it, talking about...
Well, let me tell you, this guy, you can tell why he made billions of dollars. Yeah. I mean, he knows what he's talking about. Please, Mr. Gavin, I'm saying, Mr. Haven, I do that all the time, I conflate names. Please continue, Gary, getting into the solutions. First, identify the problem, and then get into the solutions. We're going to start the next hour and get into Chuck Norris lore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're heavy now. We'll get light later. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Alex, you and I share a common goal, and that is we're committed to getting the truth out to people. And we're committed to protecting and defending the Constitution of this country against enemies, foreign and domestic. And I don't know that our forefathers, I don't know that George Washington understood that the domestic threat that was going to exist for our freedoms in this country that we have today.
Well, can you imagine what the founders would? I mean, everybody always says that, but this is becoming crazy land. And they're just, the Democrats have announced they want to shut down talk radio and libertarian conservative news. It was just announced today. It's up on Infowars.com. Election Commission Dems want to regulate conservative internet super PACs. They've made the announcement. They promised they wouldn't. Just let the FCC run the internet. And now what are they doing?
Yeah, it's crazy. I want to share a story with you. I felt this is a God thing. I was given an opportunity to teach the governor, Governor Abbott, in fact, here's the way it began. I said, Governor, or in fact, he was the Attorney General at the time. I said, General, you're going to be the most important governor in the history of Texas. And he gave me a really odd look, and he said, how so? And I said, you're going to be in a position to choose to comply with an out-of-control dictatorial federal government.
You told me this story in February, and now it's happening with him and Jade Helm.
Isn't that amazing?
And you told me at dinner, you said, I believe he will be in that position. God basically told me. And that is, I'm getting chills. I don't mean to steal your thunder. You just can't make this stuff up. We should have led with this.
Yeah.
Hey, I've run into a chief of staff on the street twice in the last 2 weeks.
Just
And then he comes over and shakes my hand, and we start talking about stuff.
Yeah, good, great guest. Well, for people that may not be aware of what he did, when Texans begin to shout, look, we don't like this Jay Helm thing. We don't like the.
You know, we got to go to break. It's a 5-minute segment, 12-minute segment, 6-minute segment, 18-minute segment, 6-minute segment.
You got
So I want to just start this whole thing over. I'm going to shut up, give you the floor to tell the story in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.